Randy, I think it must be noted a couple things. Number one, it's been a long time since there was a fatality on a school bus, hasn't it?
Correct. I believe the last fatality was somewhere, at least from the interior or design of the bus, was somewhere in the late 80s, and I believe that involved a bus that may have left the roadway and struck a tree.
And also, your department does a great job, and you've been recognized as doing a pretty good job.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, we were talking about the bus inspections, more than 190 points you look at, and you said there's 3 points that happen should a bus be asked to be repaired and perhaps taken out of service.
Correct. When one of the VSIs, or vehicle safety inspectors, conducts a school bus, there's 3 phases or 3 options at the end of the inspection. One is the bus meets 100% compliance, and at that time it'll get a passing sticker and get placed in the windshield. The second one is what we call a yellow tag. Yellow tag are less or very minor issues that we feel that the bus will still be safe in operation, and will give the school or the school mechanic 60 days to make the repair. If the repair is made within 60 days, then it reverts to the passing condition and the bus remains in the fleet. The most serious violations, those that we believe will be imminent safety hazard, the bus is red tagged, and the bus is no longer to be used for pupil transportation until such time those repairs are made. And then once those repairs are made, it can come back into the fleet.
Are you at liberty to say which school districts have the most problems with school buses?
Well, we inspected around 800 schools, so I don't have the list in front of me. If your listeners want to check their school to see what the results were, they can go to the internet, to the michigan.gov/MSP, and under specialty divisions, they'll find the traffic safety division, and they can click on the school bus inspection results. And I believe we have the past 3 or 4 years, or at least the last 2 or 3 years, for each school district is listed on our internet.
What happens to a school district if they continually have problems with buses?
Well, it really isn't beneficial for the school to have problems. When we go in and do the inspection, it's during the day when the school's in session, and if we put all their buses out of service and or red tag all their buses, most likely that they're going to have a fair amount of irate people in their district when the children aren't able to come home on a school bus at the end of the day.
All right. And is there any other information that you'd like to share with us before we let you go, Randy?
No, the only thing I'll share with you is we have a plan in place, like I said, and we're going to address those schools that have had a poor passing history. And we're going to do everything possible in our power to ensure that the transportation system for school students remains safe and continues the long history of safe transportation.
And for people who want to view the information about school districts, give that website out one more time.
It's michigan.gov/MSP. Once you're on the Michigan State webpage, Michigan State Police webpage, you would click on Specialty Divisions and click on the Traffic Safety Division, and you will be able to review the school bus inspection results.
All right, Randy Copeland was with the Michigan State Police Bus Inspection Department. Thanks so much, Randy. I learned a lot.
Thank you, Tony.